an alien sorcerer approaching from the sky. Radio contact has been attempted but cannot be established. Instructions are to prepare for an attack by an unknown enemy.
Now tuned into the greatest.
This is CliffCentral.com.
Better get it right, fam. Yo, wow. Tongue wagging. Like, that's a much better way to start off things, hey?
What a day. What an interesting day.
What an interesting start.
Yeah, I was almost fell asleep.
Interesting in start.
The first two minutes of the show, took a young nap, like, after all of that house arrangements. Like, look. I don't get house music.
Yeah,
I know. As a Pretoria girl, yes, I've been conditioned to think that it's dope. But like, once I spread my wings,
it's just not your vibe.
It really is not.
I'm being crazy.
But I like, you know, Lady Zama's new track.
Which one? Collide.
I think it's that one.
Yeah.
I like. Is that a house? With that? Is the?
It is, and I love it.
I love it. It's fucking dope. Yeah. It's a dope ass song. Yeah. That's a fire song. See, we don't agree.
How's everybody doing?
Alive. We are alive and well.
We are alive and kicking. We are
barely breathing.
We are messing up our what do you call this thing when you're too loud on the microphone?
Gauge.
Voice levels.
We're killing the voice levels right now. I mean, that's how we started. I mean, what else you expect?
Been at this though.
You expect us to follow the rules? Get out of here, man. It's been an interesting start to the day, but I want to know, how was your morning? How did you start this morning?
Work? Yeah.
So you woke up, you went straight into it.
Wait, like, you don't understand, guys. This show does not make me sleep.
Right.
Like, it's too much. So when I wake up, first thing I'm thinking of is guests who have not confirmed or who have confirmed.
Begging.
Then it's thinking of the show. It's thinking of the whack music that that I got trashed on. It's just...
Yeah. You're still sleeping when you decided on that one.
Yeah, and a happy session always helps.
Like, his eyes were open, but like, he was still sleeping when he decided on that music.
Yeah, he was still napping.
Anyway, you're looking fabulous today. What's going on?
Ah, look. Like, I am ready to secure that apartment in Zanzibar.
Applause first, because the jeans she's wearing,
guys,
makes you look like what's behind is amazing. And really? We all know just...
Really? Guys?
Come on.
Listen.
Oh, my God. I didn't know.
I've been staring for so long, but I didn't want to make it unprofessional. So I was like, I'm sneaking a look here and then. But you know what? You know, my thing is, though, like, niggas will say anything. So, like, you can never trust, opinions.
And I'm way ahead of the game here. Like,
you can never trust niggas.
I consider myself pretty street smart.
Yeah.
And I think that's what many women lack, is street smarts.
Because you know that guys talk shit,
I get
right?
The game. I know the game.
You know the game?
I'm the main player.
Okay, so let's do it this way, then. Let's have a female perspective. Producer Belissa, I always get you, like, off guard. That's right. I keep you focused. So, what do you think of Candace's ass today?
So when she came in here this morning, this afternoon, I was like, I'd tap that.
Guys, I paid them to say all of these nice things, by the way.
I'd tap that.
Buffet. Serve them.
How would you put it in? Which finger?
Scissors.
How would we attempt
scissors?
Sexual relations.
Let's just start with a date first, yeah.
Boring.
Yeah. I'm
trying to get you to put it in.
I had to drop the bed music for that.
Scissors. Because scissors.
No. Apparently, that's a real.
Yes, that's
like
a real
style
position.
For lesbian fans. Yeah.
Where you rub against each other.
Yes.
That comedian girl.
Yeah, I was talking about that.
Said that. I think that's her favorite position. Or
but
something.
It's difficult to do because of. Zima.
For her.
Yes.
Yeah. But it won't be an issue for us, Candy.
Yeah.
I get it. We are fit. We are very fit.
We're also going to start a squat challenge soon.
And I'm always available.
Balissa's been begging me to join the squad challenge. She's like, Candace, can I print you the whole thing? Can I print you the program? I'm like, wow, guys, so you guys really have an issue with the fact that I don't have a big booty.
No, not that you do, but you deserve one.
Nah.
You deserve, like,
does it come with money? Can you guarantee me, Rex?
You are a package, ne? It just
lacks that.
And then you are done.
It's like having the phone without the airtime. It just needs that one thing. Okay.
I mean, I'm just putting it out there. I'm available, guys.
For ink?
Just saying.
You're a team player,
like,
boy.
Like, I support Charat. My people.
You're Charat a team player, boy.
I support my team, like, you.
Holla back.
Speaking of teams, guys, Barcelona versus Santos.
Guys, that was so, like...
guys, Bona.
Regiwe.
Hard.
Can I just say, these gents, Barcelona flew in From Europe, obviously.
Jet lag.
11-hour flight.
Yeah. Jet lag. And they got here this yesterday morning around, I think, I guess, 9 a.m.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Cats played a game at 6.
6.
And obviously annihilated Mamelodi Sundowns. Look, I want to say the fact that we had a goal, like we scored a goal, speaks to the fact that we can
compete.
We do have the potential.
I was
to
proud
be great.
Of that.
Yes,
I was proud of that.
And I think that's what everyone is really excited about, because it would have been a different story if it was 3-0, but like we managed to get a goal past these people that we idolize.
And you know what you're talking about, Candace? Now, even when they go play other teams overseas, they still travel, don't they?
Of course,
they get there the day of the match. Don't
they? It's never the day of the match, though.
Is it not?
Yeah, it's never, never, ever.
Okay,
they try to never do that.
So Rakawa there. But nonetheless, we tried.
Yeah, so many people have referred to it as a training session, a meal warm-up, all of these things. But you know what? Shout out to you guys, Mamelodi Sundowns. We're
shout
super
out.
Proud of you guys. You guys did the most.
Shout
and,
out.
You know, yeah, just to do them there. Yes. Oh.
Yeah, but Motsepe.
We will celebrate you guys.
I have a bone to pick with Motsepe, Mr. Motsepe.
I knew you were going to go there.
Yeah, like, why? Like, where are our invites?
Can we discuss the pure Stan flow that Messi received?
Dude.
Like everyone, like people were being unprofessional. There was a reporter from SABC.
Like, hi, hello, hi, Messi.
And he just couldn't, he could not control himself. And look, I would do the same thing. I'm sorry. I would do exactly the same thing.
But you see, sorry. My problem with that is that it makes the rest of the team feel unappreciated. There's the
no,
of
man.
Iniesta,
these cats are
Suarez.
Used to it. They know that Messi is the god. You know when Beyonce, Destiny's Child, Beyonce is the god of you allow. You know, with our radio little
we
thing, we know Candace is the god of it.
You must just allow, bruh. Like, it's the way of the world.
You know, there's always a team leader. It doesn't make the person better than you. The person
just most liked.
You know, okay, the person is probably better than you, but like,
but guy, it's messy.
To save
job. It's
exactly,
messy.
Exactly. It's not.
Yeah,
it's
just
not
like
so
Candace. Oh, messy.
Exactly.
Messy,
exact. Especially today, ne?
Yo, oh,
yay,
it's
yay, yay, yay. Am I getting free dinner from
it's
you guys?
It's a mess.
You guys always used to buy me like dinner.
Yeah,
can
no,
we
no
do
don't,
it again?
Don't push it.
You don't. Yes. You let go of your chance. You saw Mr. Stone downstairs.
You saw Stone downstairs. What's your problem?
Like.
Was busy.
Yes, no, more from mean. The other show.
The
here.
Last time I tried to interrupt like a celebrity, air quotes, he told me off, guys. Did I tell you that story? Like, I literally, what is his name? Zweli Ndlovu, I think. He acts in some soapy. So I'm at Altitude.
Don't know him.
And I walk up to him, Gerino, I'm making casual conversation. She's like, excuse me, sisters. Yeah.
It's like that.
Yeah, but
it's
I know
she.
Who I am. No, it's a guy. It's a guy. So he's just like, nah, B.
But
don't,
why?
You
why?
Don't know me like that.
But why?
And
so
I get that. Maybe I just assume that the fact that you're, air quotes, a celebrity.
Yeah.
That I could just walk up to you and
no, but you actually can.
Walk into your space.
No, of course you can when you're a celebrity. Of course. They expect it. You're famous. What do you expect
they
like South Africans
expect
to do?
They
I think he was trying to show off in front of his friends because he was there with his squad. So I think he wanted to just make a point like, yo,
these hosts
must know.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
Anyway, I'm a big girl. I got over that.
Please write down his name. Like, we're not over that. Like, we're going to come back to that. We're going to become rich and famous. And when we do, we're going to invite him.
I'm selling the story.
We're
going
to invite him to our house party. And then as soon as he gets to the gates, like,
Jesus,
once he gets in the middle of everybody in the house, we're like, sorry, do you know you?
Jiga.
Kimang O.
No, sorry, please. No, security.
Security.
Security. And then we'll get someone to marshal his ass. No. We hold grudges here. This is Urban Culture Drive. Like, act like you know, fam.
Act like you know what the fuck is going on.
So now that we've spoken, we've spent 20 minutes talking about Candace, because it is Candace.
Wow, has it been 20 minutes? Shit.
Just my five, just my
what
two cents.
What are your thoughts, baby?
I woke up, okay, and then I got to work and I was doing things.
Yeah, you didn't ask me what I was doing this morning, but like,
didn't
tell,
I?
You tell us your story. And then
well,
you
told us what
to
you were doing the last 5 years. Okay, let me finish. So I woke up, I was cool, and then I got to work, and then I realized there's like a million things I need to do. So now I'll be cross-nighting tonight.
But you make it
Tragic.
Look so good, though.
Yeah, it is what it is, man.
Like, you make it look so good.
You see, that's my thing, is that once I get what's come owed to me and I get my racks, like, that's why, like, I'm so unapologetic. I'm like, like don't touch me. Wait, when I'm at KFC and they're like, 2 rand for hope, I'm like,
for
no.
What?
I'm like, no.
Hope where?
Hope where? I don't
it's
see
the
it.
Days of our lives is hope. Like, we don't get it.
And that
like,
is a true story. He really does not give 2 rand for hope.
I don't.
Yeah, no, we know. Yeah. No, he's made it very clear. He's not about the hope thing. Do you give 2 rand for hope?
I do, but he changed my mind.
Me, you never.
He changed
my
mind.
In fact, I need 2 rand. I need hope.
You need hope.
I mean,
you need hope.
Out here trying to play. Listen here, guys. So I don't know if you guys are aware of the fact that Fly Saf Air had like that four-end
thing. What is it about? I saw that.
It's a four-end flight.
Always, they always have those, yeah.
Promotion thing that they had. But I feel like it's been rigged.
What?
And like it's been a whole scam.
What?
Because if you track the process, like they said, okay, cool. 30,000 flights would be 4 rand, right? That means they'll make a profit of like 120,000 rand. Sharp. Mm-hmm. That's besides the point. But like they would let in a certain amount of people. Like they'll fast track you to the next phase where you can actually book your ticket. So until then, you are sort of held.
In a queue.
Yes, at a queue, like a in this queue, like a waiting room. They call it a waiting room. So then they would let like 500 people through. But if you calculate all of these numbers, it doesn't quite calculate and accumulate to 30,000 tickets. But I guess in my mind, I then thought maybe there were people that like bought 10 tickets. So
which
it would take away from so out of the 500, maybe 200 of them bought like more than one.
Yeah.
So that would sort of fuck with the numbers, I guess.
Or maybe they even bought for number of flights.
Yes. But also I wasn't in that queue and needless to say, I ain't going nowhere.
But if you did get that ticket, where were you going?
That's what I was thinking. I was sitting there thinking, where the fuck am I going? And then I thought Durban. But then I thought I know no one in Durban. Obviously, you don't have money to like get accommodated. But I thought I'd wing it. You can always wing it.
Backpackers vibe.
Yeah, I can always ask Sekho to invest in my Durban.
Your sabbatical.
That's what you call making a loss. What? Listen up. So it's episode what? 9?
11.
11.
You see, 11.
I can't
even keep track. I feel like I've been here for like a year.
All we know that it's episode 11. And from this episode to the next episode to like the next 10 episodes,
it's gonna be fire.
You know,
is it ever anything less than fire?
Direct translation into the nearest mother tongue is gonna be,
oh my god, people laughing by like 20 bottles in a spa. All my niggas, lady, we got any 7,000. When it, then it, done it, and it costs like 7,000. Cost like 7.
Urban Culture Drive. The Urban Culture Drive takes over Kelman.
As somebody, if you don't know, it's the Urban Culture Drive takes over Kelman. Undisputably, probably the best podcast in Africa. Go fight with your mom if you disagree.
Absolutely. Go argue with your grandmother.
Imagine.
If you have any issues with this. Look, guys, so I want to tell you guys about what's been happening this week. I don't know if you guys keep up. I know that you're very busy with the show, Job. Lesege, very busy with these hoes.
You
and,
know, someone's got to do it.
I'm a bad.
The baddest.
So, guys, get this.
Yeah, talk to
so
us.
So, we know that the royal wedding is happening on Saturday, right?
I didn't know.
The 90. Oh, my God. Where you been?
Which royalty is it?
Is it Zulu
royalty?
It's Prince Harry. No,
is it the Kingdom of Swaziland? Because this is Africa. We're not interested in.
No, it's the UK.
Is it colonizers?
Yeah.
Oh, colonizers.
I know you're not very interested, but like, let's run with it.
Colonizers. Okay. What are the colonizers doing today?
So Prince Harry
this week
will wed the beautiful Meghan Markle. We all know her from the
Suits.
Yeah, Suits. Get this, guys. There's been a ton of controversy surrounding this wedding. She is a woman of color. And I mean, when it comes to the royals, I mean, who when were your fave?
You mean the racist royals?
Yes, 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 yes.
What color is she?
She is mixed race.
Yeah, she's
so first generation. Ooh. So her dad is white, her mom is black. So get this. So Her dad has announced that her dad, Thomas Markle, has announced that he will bow out from the wedding. So he will no longer be a part of the wedding. Get why? So he apparently colluded with the paparazzi,
mm-hmm.
as well as Meghan Markle's sister,
mm-hmm.
Who's sort of estranged to mm-hmm. her. And they had colluded to take pictures that would sort of portray a more positive image of who her dad is. Because initially, when the story broke that they would get married,
mm.
people were looking for, like, her dad and her mom, like, mm. people related history, to Meghan Markle, like, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they would caption all of these very... Like, he's a big man. Like, he's a big guy. He's a dad. So the shots that they were getting of this guy was like him eating a burger at, like, a burger store. So in his mind, he was thinking, nah, this doesn't really correlate or link up with the royal life, right?
Yeah.
In his mind, you know?
Yeah.
There's pressure there. I mean, come on.
So I still understand. So he's not coming.
He's not coming. Oh, because, no, I'm getting there. So eventually colludes with the paparazzi. They drop these incredible images where he's getting his suits tailored. You know, these very perfect shots.
As though he's the money man.
Sort of orchestrated, you know. Great PR. I mean, had he gotten a great publicist, we wouldn't have picked up on the errors. Anyway, so the story eventually breaks. The paparazzi comes forward. He's like, look, I was part of the deal. The sister comes forward. She's like, yeah, no, I asked my dad, you know, to partake in this. And so it's a scandal for now, where it came out that he had colluded with the paparazzi.
Did he get guap?
I mean, when you from a moral perspective, there's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
I mean, you were just trying to, you know,
I still don't get the
problem.
Help your daughter.
Yes, because it is a royal family. I mean, God, like,
did he get
commoners. He says he didn't get paid as much as they claim. So they claim that he got paid about $100,000. And he
to
has
take
come
fancy
forward
pictures.
Yes.
So basically, he was a model basically for like a month.
You know, I don't if understand. You want to think about it, but you understand? No, it's the scandal of it all. It's like, oh wow,
no,
you
man.
Went to those lengths. Okay,
colonizers
to
are just no.
Yeah,
colonizers are just
they're
bored.
Just pushing it too much. Now.
Yeah,
I think they are being unnecessary.
Because now they're making something that is a small thing a big thing.
Why is this a scandal? Fact that he has to bow out. I mean, you wanna walk your daughter down the aisle. Who's and now he has to be like, nah,
and does he have to bow out? Who said he must bow out?
He wants to do it. No one asked him, but he wants to do it to respect his daughter.
You know what? This dad is ting ting.
No, listen.
This guy's dumb.
He feels that he has embarrassed her.
How?
Look, the world is watching them. Do you understand what I'm saying? When it comes to the royals, it's not even limited to a country. It's not just America that's obsessed. It's all over the world. We're obsessed with the royals.
That I get. But what embarrassment came from that?
The embarrassment is the fact that this paparazzi paid him to take better pictures that would portray a more royal image align with the fact that his daughter is marrying into a royal family. That's essentially what happened. He got caught. He got paid money for it.
It's tough.
The morality of it all is, well, you did get paid for this. It was very unnecessary. You didn't have to. You're
so
a dad.
Bang.
You don't have to pretend to be someone's dad.
Listen, yeah,
anyway,
job. Listen.
Long story short is he is buying out. And so I don't know who's going to be walking down the aisle. Probably a mom.
If they give me a
ticket.
Which
would be great because the mom's black.
If they give me a ticket to fly down to go walk her down, I'll gladly do that.
Can we move on to the next hashtag? Well, that one get dumb, eh? That's like.
Are you annoyed with that?
Yeah, it's like first world stupidity issues.
Gritting my nipples.
Really?
Yeah, like our guest yesterday, Loiso, he would think that's a stupid story.
Yeah,
he
he's
hates
like
stupidity.
Super. He's like super like. Nah.
That shit.
Like even Special Mary with him was like, it's terrible. I wasn't going anywhere with
it.
It is
what it is.
Anyway, guys, so MUT students.
But looking at what he is smashing though when he goes home.
Yeah,
I don't think
yeah.
he cares.
No comment.
I don't think he cares yeah. what other smash.
Moving on, Candice.
I feel like you are so easily impressed.
Moving on, Candice.
I'm joking, Loiso. I respect you and everyone around you. So moving on, cash heists, guys, have been quite a trend in our country. Look, over the past years, cash heists, right? We've seen them few and far between, but they're there.
Mm-hmm.
All of a sudden, every day, there's a freaking cash heist. And I feel like people have become so brazen, these people that do attempt them. So I watched a video online where these guys are just there by an intersection. Guys, get out. A few guys, like I think they came in like three cars. The gents get out of this beautiful Mercedes Benz. Yes, the one that Lesejo drives, the one came in that whip. So Les, I don't know if you're accomplice in this. So gets out of Les's whip. with the whole AK standing on the corner, you can see a whole bunch of people like making U-turns because they don't want to be a part of the drama. I mean, and you can hear bullets just flying. They're bombing this vehicle to get the guap. It's a common occurrence. So I want to look, Bona, you're seeing the same thing happening all over.
Time and time again.
Time and time again.
Yeah.
And yet you think, nah. So when are we going to implement something or rules that would regulate these things or a way to combat these heists? Because I feel like it's become so easy. And look, it's always someone that's in the know.
Yeah.
It's someone that knows what's happening. I was about to say. Yeah, I actually knew someone that worked for like these coin what-whats. Mm. And she's like, every single time that they've caught someone out, it was someone that works there.
Exactly.
So,
but if you notice these heists that have been happening or this rise in heists that have been happening lately.
I feel like it's become too easy, fam.
No, but if you notice it's for with a particular company.
Yes.
There's one particular
company.
I think it's Coin or Fidelity, one of the two. It's one SBV, you'll never get them. The white one
but
that's written SBV.
Though.
Yeah, but it's a rare.
Why you say the white one? Is white people who owns
no,
it?
No, no,
Caucasian people are involved.
Yeah?
You know?
Colonizers. Yeah? But all of them is colonizers.
Yeah,
it's all colonizers.
Extra,
yeah. So the other ones are just easier to infiltrate.
Yeah. For me, guys, this is South Africa here. Like common sense does not, like, you want common, you want
So how would you combat cash heists? Sorry.
Why would you combat cash heists?
How? Practically speaking, like, let's just chat amongst
ourselves.
Shoot
to kill. Stomach and chest out.
They have been given that instruction. They've been given that instruction. These guys don't come in. They come in numbers.
But
from all over the place. There's like eight guys.
I come with more numbers.
You reckon?
Why are cash and transit vehicles all still driving by themselves?
There's special units there's special units that follow them that are disguised as normal communal cars.
But
nonetheless, why in the first place would you even want to protect a cash in transit? Is that money is insured?
Just shizzle.
No, why
do you think that's where we relax?
Yeah.
Is that
money
the,
is insured.
The reasoning behind
so
that?
So if I'm giving the bank my money, I don't give a rat's behind. What, like, as long as I get my money, I'm going to get my money.
That's why it
matters.
Did
you know
really?
That someone actually told me that the reason why, when money gets stolen, right?
Mm.
The reason why it's so important that they actually retrieve the money, the stolen goods, is because money needs to be back in
circulation.
Yes.
Yeah. I didn't know that.
Mm.
I was like, okay, why?
Can you
explain that? You're a banker.
Let me say something else that will blow your mind. Out of all the money in the world, right?
Yeah.
Only 10% of it is actually paper money. So if everybody were to withdraw their money at the same time in the world, only 10% of people would actually get their money. The rest of all the other money is just digital. Ones and zeros.
Okay, gotcha.
And did you know, you remember they made a new phase of the Madiba printed money?
Yeah.
Where do you think the old money went?
Where did it go?
No, they burnt it.
They burnt it. They recollected it and burnt it.
They didn't burn it, yeah. They disposed of it.
So you can even steal that money and be rich.
Mm.
That's why they also protect it.
Wow, okay, cool.
So hence I'm saying, why even go to the lengths of protecting that money?
My problem is I'm looking at Candace and I see like the evil creeping into her mind.
She's like, yo.
She's like,
who you know? Who you know? I know niggas that hit
rats on rats.
Like the guys, please don't judge me. Ne?
One, you know a lot of niggas.
But I know niggas that like do these Haysbrook. They call it Haysbrook. So yeah, it's quite I don't know them personally. I would just like to say
know a lot of
I
niggas,
don't know them personally, but I know
and you
I
know like dodgy niggas.
People do it.
Are you like one of those people like that goes to the club like a gorilla looking type of guy? Because some of those guys are scary.
Never.
And they always like with flames.
They'll
always
never be around me.
Yo, like even I'm scared.
Like you need to have wealth. You need to have like generational wealth.
You have to be pretty though.
No, oh God, no.
No?
No.
So
God,
you would
no.
be looking like a gorilla looking
like
guy.
Like if he's got Rex, then yeah, cool.
Ish.
Guys, can I please move on to a very sad story?
Okay.
And please, this is
okay.
This is sort of for you guys as men. So back to gender-based violence. You know, it's something we can never escape. It's always going to be there. It's always making the news.
Mm.
So, you guys know about the MUT student?
Yeah.
So Lile Khumalo was shot by her boyfriend. Mm. Her 23-year-old boyfriend, Adres, in front of her roommate.
Crazy.
Like, that's brazen, guys. Let's start
crazy.
There.
Crazy.
And so he's in court today. And look, every time he makes these court appearances, he's very... There's no remorse. for starters. Yeah. Mm. He's very like, I'm a gangster, I'm a thug. So today he zapped the media.
Mm.
And that has been blowing up. Look, this guy has total, like, he has no regard for, I guess, humans. I can't imagine.
No
remorse. Look.
Basically.
I can't imagine. Yo, somehow you picked that up prior. Don't you pick that up? Like a week into. Don't you pick up on compassion? Like basic human touch? I feel like it's the simple things that you gauge and you're like, okay.
You know, my issue is,
this is a human being.
And I'm not trying to be funny here, right?
No, go ahead.
But my question is, how do you love someone like that? Like, how do you decide?
That's what I'm saying.
That's my boo.
That's what I'm saying.
But that's what you just said now. What when Lesogo asked, would you go with a gorilla guy? And you said if he has Rex.
Yeah.
So that blinds everything.
No, okay, but also that just did cancels. I not say I'm street smart?
Yeah, but
I'm not.
No, you are fortunate. You're street smart, but okay, some of those girls, when they get into that situation, it's a wreck. Rex on Rex.
Also,
situation.
If my boyfriend is gonna come to me with a gun, a whole gun, and he's gonna be like, "Yeah, this is my hobby," I'm gonna be a bit of like, I'm gonna be shook. And be like, maybe you should pick something else. Maybe this is not my guy. Like, I
don't know.
I think
that.
The signs were there, but also she's young, and you also need to look at where people come from,
exactly.
their background, how you were taught to trust, and
because some people will throw it back for a guy who pulls out a gun. It's like, that's sexy.
It's a gangster.
No.
Just like a person would throw it back for a person on a bike.
Literally, just because they're a biker.
Just because they're a biker. Not,
really?
Yeah.
People, I think money is my deal breaker.
Producer Palissa?
Yes.
Would you throw it back for a biker?
Just wow,
but she's been very passionate about bikers, so
that's what I'm asking.
I'm already okay.
Too close
in
there,
Dan, that got the t-shirt.
Yeah, too close to
because
wearing it.
Wow.
Going to bed in it.
Hey.
Dan.
So yeah.
So you see,
she would. So, but I'm saying, like, it's those wrecks on wrecks when, because the same thing with the Karabo situation, that nigga had no remorse. Like when you question, like,
did you guys see the video online?
I didn't want to watch it. I saw the link.
It's the most chilling thing, knowing that you know it's Karabo's body in that bin. It's the most chilling video to watch ever. They even have footage where she's coming in alive and well and. She's
yeah, it's written the last moments of
and
Karabo.
Guys, like, I was literally there. I was at that place.
That day?
Not that day. Oh. But, like, obviously a month. Like
few, when do you like, go home? What do you live? Like,
like, guys, I know Kenny's of being home.
I'm a homebody.
The stories you find out from... So,
I've been to Sky... Whatever they call it. They call it Sky something.
No.
That one
I was in check. So should have Candace gotten lost, I would have known.
Yeah, I've been
where
Candace, I always post
where Candace is.
If I need to post, I'll always
that
post.
One I remember. That one. No, that's once in a while.
And just the fact that, look, this is my issue, is the moments where he's with the bin where her body is in it, right? There's no one in the lift with him. Like, I feel like he got so lucky. Because, I mean, you can smell a body.
That's been burnt.
You can smell a deceased body.
Surely. That's been burnt.
He didn't burn it at the house.
No, then
burnt
you can't.
It in the field.
You won't
no,
be
you
able.
Can.
If it's a long been
Bruh.
Deceased.
I mean, she was probably deceased for like 2-3 hours. You can
no,
smell.
I'm sure you can. Oh,
you
come
can
on.
Smell.
No, you can.
Guys, I watch also crime stories.
Me too.
It takes at least, depending on the temperature conditions as well, it takes at least a day or two.
Those are well-ventilated apartment buildings.
Yeah, so it won't smell.
But I mean, okay,
it's just
no,
like
but,
you sleeping.
Okay,
it's like you sleeping for 3 hours. You don't smell.
Let me say this. Let's say I'm pushing a trolley, like Uvalo, a bin,
yes.
right? Those trolley bins. It's uncommon.
Yes.
Right? For
first
starters.
Level, yeah.
Yes. I'm in the elevator. Let's call it an elevator and sound smart and super like next level. And you walk in and you can, what are you going to think is in that thing?
I'm not even going to pay you attention.
You're not going to care.
Neither would
no.
I.
It's a psyche thing. It's a mind
I guess.
Because you won't think there's something shady.
Yeah.
Because you don't know the guy.
Plus, like, it's so random. It's like if somebody literally were to roll down a dustbin down these studios, I also wouldn't.
You wouldn't question that.
I wouldn't.
Think about it.
Okay. Essentially, you wouldn't. But I mean, like, guys, it's not a common occurrence. What are you doing with these bins? Those are those large-ass bins.
So all I'm saying that it's not that deep. What is that deep is that, like, Zulu men need help, man. Yeah. And there's a Zulu guy.
Just help your fellow men.
Let's not go far.
Start
we start
home.
Right here.
Charity begins
Charity
at home.
Begins right here at home.
And
guys,
this is why
I want to wrap up with one more thing, guys. Sorry, I'm a
she
little
saved you.
She really did. I was about to play a track. Yeah.
So guys, to end this on a lighter note, and may everyone that's been deceased rest in peace. And all of the comments that we do make here, guys, are not the comments or the views or thoughts
of the station.
Of the station. And this is all alleged. What I would want to say is that today is World Baking Day. So who's going to bake me a cake?
I'll give you a cake. I'll put a cake in the
oven. Are
you
baking today, Liz? Are you baking?
I could do with some buns.
Have you ever baked?
I love the wordplay. Yeah.
Hey, Chief.
Have you ever baked? I'm not talking about getting high.
Yeah, I've baked with my granny. Like I'm well domesticated.
You're very cultured. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm well domesticated.
Unlike these women we know.
You're a pretty great guy, hey, Joe.
He is.
He really is.
A dime a dozen.
He really is.
He really is.
Good guy, smart, has the right voice.
Voice is fucking amazing.
Like, I think the only thing that's missing, right, is if you were able to do this, you'd kill the game. You always naked, or with your girls out in the club, up on the tables, why we always gotta break up and then just make up and make up artists wanna fuck me. They send me data just to download all their selfies.
Urban Culture Drive. The Urban Culture Drive takes over Kelman.
What's the best way to get the most out of your marketing? TouchBase Pro has one of the most cost-effective and advanced ways to know more about your customers and allow you to speak to them when it matters. Here at Cliff Central, we experience this firsthand as we use them for our email marketing. At TouchBase Pro, your dedicated account manager will turn indifferent customers into customers who can't wait to engage with your brand. They do this by collecting meaningful insights and valuable info on what interests your users so you can get individual and create new strategies. Plus, they will help with setting up lead nurturing email campaigns to maximize sales and mend to love lost between sales and marketing. At the end of each month, your account manager will provide meaningful reports for you to know your team, taking the guesswork out of your email marketing stats. The first 5 companies to make contact on emailwins.co.za will receive a mini strategic assessment and an email campaign to 25,000 customers. With a TouchBase Pro account manager, you will get to send your emails to your customers and they won't be able to ignore. Go to emailwins.co.za. If you change nothing, nothing changes. So I just want to repeat that. It's emailwins.co.za.
Yes.
Urban Culture Drive. The Urban Culture Drive takes over Kelman.
And just like that, it is the Urban Culture Drive takes over Kelman. Every single day of your goddamn life, man.
Yeah, yeah.
2 hours, 2 episodes.
Liz,
we're still here. We're going nowhere. I still have Candace interrupting me every time I breathe. Go for it, love.
You still didn't ask me what I did this morning.
What did you do this morning? What did you do? Who did you do? Which one is it?
Good one. So I did a walk of shame at 6 a.m.
Oh, come on.
I just wanted to get that out there. You didn't give me a shot.
Really? What's today? On a Thursday?
On a whole Thursday. I know.
Don't you niggas work?
They don't have real jobs.
Oh, my days.
They own companies, honey.
Hey.
Yeah. They send mails. They delegate.
Oh. Act like you know. Get the bag.
Thanks for giving me my 5 seconds. I love you.
So I mean, it's not a walk of shame anymore. If you're feeling good, it's a stride of pride.
Wow, that's a new one. I'm gonna use that. Thank you very much for that.
Be woke.
Stride of pride.
Stride of pride.
Okay, cool. Gotcha.
Speaking of stride of prides, Patricia Belissa.
Yes.
No, we can barely hear you. Can you please tell your sugar daddy to stop calling you on that on that midget phone. I don't even know what that is. I don't even know if they still sell that.
Is it the Nigerian drug dealer phone?
This is, so it's ringing.
Oh no, it's Job's. It's Ramareki's.
Did you get it? Did you get it today or last night?
It's hideous.
Did you get the phone today? Why do you have that phone? And when did you get it?
It's on my desk.
Don't lie. Did you get this phone today or last night?
Maybe in the morning. I don't know.
I was about to say. So listen. Speaking of Stride of Pride, I can't remember when I had a last Stride of Pride. When was your last Stride of Pride, Melissa?
It's been a while, eh?
It's been a while, eh?
Stop trying to act so perfect when we're on air.
No, it's not bad. It's just...
You're boring.
No, my life is so good, guys. I don't need to, like, you know...
You don't need...
Oh, no. Oh, hell no. You know what? No, we're switching off her mic.
Actually, switch off her mic.
She's like in love. She's like
she
in
can't
love
sit with us anymore.
Oh, my gosh. Like, we don't mess with people like they're in love. Imagine. And, like, all that nonsense. Like, with all the sauce.
Ew.
Wasted on one person.
So annoyed.
Imagine. Anyway, so... We'll never know what JOB does, like, when he's lost Stride of Pride, because he keeps everything hush-hush.
Yeah, he'll never tell us.
What do you think his type is?
He doesn't have a type, for starters. He has told me that.
He
doesn't have a type. Like, he's open to anything. Big black woman. Like,
so as long as you're nice to him.
Skinny. As long as you pay attention to him, I guess. Oh, I'm joking. JOB. I love you to death.
Oh, my days.
But really, he's not, like, picky when it comes to, like, he says, okay, at least be pretty. But, like, your body can be like mine. It's fine.
Anyway, speaking of bodies that look like whoever's, were you pretty much going to have Soweto's finest in about 7 minutes? And I think it's going to be very interesting. First things first, I want to know, who said they're Soweto's finest? First, who decided on that? Huh? And on top of that, if they're so good at everything they're doing, could they kill out this track? I'm asking to dance to this. If you can dance to this, maybe we should like shout out to you. And you send us a video on hashtag Urban Culture Drive on Twitter, Facebook, and everywhere that really matters.
Man, I'm not to blame, man. This fucking industry is cutthroat. I'm not the same, man. And I could let you check the tag. Now I'm rocking name brand. I'm only chasing after bags. Now I got a game plan. And I'm out here with the whoop. 700, 3i5s. Look alive, look alive. Niggas came up on this side. Now they on the other side. Oh, well, fuck them, dawg. We gon' see how hard they ride. I get racks to go outside. And I spit it with the guys. We up on the other side. Niggas acting like we tied. I been gone since late July. Niggas acting like I die. They won't be expecting shit when Capo go to slide. Cause I told them that we put that shit behind us. But I
bitch come through. You and you. I'ma get the money. Trizzy get the loot. Pull up with that Draco. Play with Drake and I'ma shoot. My weapon be an instrument. I blow you like a flute. Nigga play so he feeling. Pull up broad day with the canine shivering. Drop a nigga like he littering. We at your door like we the delivering. He not a plug, he middleman. That nigga brown like cinnamon. I got the round.
CliffCentral.com.